Planet Solence, Season 1. Episode 11, What Makes a Soul's Residence. Amar agrees to the point, explained by Albert and Tina. He remembers the fears that he had expressed to Lord Vadal regarding his lonely stay in the sanctuary. Amar was curious to know about the materials which were used for building the houses on planet Solence, since as per his knowledge, souls cannot be bounded by mere walls or doors, as they can pass through any barrier. So, then how come they still have to knock and ask for permission to enter the residences of other souls? Amar was lost in his thoughts when Albert passed by his room and saw him wondering. He interrupts Amar and asks him about the stuff that was bothering him.
Knock, knock. Can I disturb you? If you don't mind?
Oh, Albert, yeah, just come in. I was just wondering.
Wondering? About what?
Amar hesitated and replied with a smile.
Nothing, just a thought. It's just silly. Don't want to bother you with too many questions.
Come on, young friend. No thought or question is silly. Besides, we are here to help you to settle down. So go ahead, I don't mind answering your questions.
Well, Albert, you see, I agree with what you said about our needs as souls. But I am still not able to understand, how does a house protect one soul from others' intrusion? You know, what I know is, souls cannot be stopped nor barred by any wall or door, as they can easily pass through any barriers. But still, we cannot pass through any wall or door here. What is it that makes these houses impenetrable by any soul?
Well, you make a valid point here, Amar. Logically, as well as technically, souls can penetrate any physical barrier, such as a brick, stone, door, or even an electrocuted fence. Nothing can stop souls from moving freely. The only thing that can stop a soul is radiation.
Radiations? What sort of radiations?
Souls constitute electromagnetic radiations. That is the reason why they can penetrate across any barrier. Apart from that, as you know, souls are nothing but energy. An energy can only be stopped, locked, or neutralized by another energy.
So does this mean that these residences are not actually made from bricks and stones? They just appear to be one? They are actually energy? But what sort of?
The electromagnetic force, Amar. These residences are made of electromagnetic forces that combine with the radiations emitted by the souls who build them. The resonance or the vibrations have a unique combination that identify the souls who own the residences. That is the reason why, even under disguise, an unauthorized soul cannot enter a restricted area.
Sounds interesting. But tell me, how am I resting in the residence built by you and Tina? In fact, I even passed through Dakshini's home. How is this possible?
We call it guest access. These residences can be programmed to provide guest entry to external souls.
Guest access? Interesting. And how does this guest access work?
The owner of the house tags a permit code to the visitor with a finite period. This permit code synchronizes the radiations emitted by the visitor with the permissive frequency of the residence. So, until and unless the owner deactivates the tag or the acceptance period expires, the visitor is permitted to stay within the premises.
But what if the visitor is within the premises and the period expires?
Good question. 30 minutes prior to expiry, the owner gets a signal and is asked whether to extend the permission. If the permission isn't extended, the visitor is automatically but politely teleported outside the residence. Once out, the visitor can again knock on the door.
Now, this is all becoming enchanting. So, does this mean that the radiations generated from the house actually create a buoyancy that acts as a barrier for the souls?
Precisely, yes. The buoyancy exists even within the residency. The cot on which you are sitting, too, is a virtual object, and the buoyancy of this object is actually making you feel as if you are sitting on a flat surface.
Cool. Sounds more like a sci-fi fantasy to me.
This is just the beginning, Omar. More sci-fi fantasies are on the way as you explore planet Sulax.